Let's read together 1 Chronicles chapter 6. In this chapter, we have the genealogical record of the important tribe of Levi. And don't worry, we're not going to read all 81 verses of names. 1 Chronicles chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The children of Amram were Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. And the sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Now from verse 4 through verse 15, we trace the line of the high priests of the tribe of Levi down to the time of the Babylonian captivity. Let's pick it up in verse 14. Azariah begot Sariah, and Sariah begot Jehozadak. Jehozadak went into captivity when the Lord carried Judah and Jerusalem into captivity by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. Now we also have the high priestly line from Aaron to Zadok given in verses 49 through 53. Let's read those verses. But Aaron and his sons offered sacrifices on the altar of burnt offering and on the altar of incense for all the work of the most holy place and to make atonement for Israel according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. Now these are the sons of Aaron: Eleazar, his son; Phinehas, his son; Abishua, his son; Buki, his son; Uzi, his son; Zerahiah, his son; Merariah, his son; Amariah, his son; Ahitub, his son; Zadok, his son; and Ahimaaz, his son. Let's begin our study of this chapter with some background notes. Chapters 1 through 9 of 1 Chronicles contains the largest collection of biblical genealogies in the Bible. And for that reason, these chapters are not the most exciting chapters in the Bible to read, and many Christians skip over them in their devotional reading of the Bible. But we've seen that these biblical genealogies are important, not just for the general reason of showing that the Old Testament Bible stories are dealing with real people in real time and not Jewish legends, as the critics of the Bible say. These biblical genealogies are also important because they establish the Davidic dynasty of the tribe of Judah as the kingly line from which the Messiah would come. The genealogical records of the other tribes are also included here in 1 Chronicles, as we've seen. And of course, they are also important for the nation of Israel. But clearly, an emphasis is on Judah and the line of David, because the rest of 1 Chronicles will cover the life of David, and the family tree of David is the genealogical line of the Messiah. Now, here in chapter 6, we have the genealogical record of the tribe of Levi. As you can see from the 81 verses of this chapter, the amount of genealogical material for Levi is second only to Judah and the line of David. Now, why this importance on the tribe of Levi? Answer: because Levi was the tribe of the priests and the temple servants, and thus the Levites played a very important role in the nation of Israel. And that brings us to our doctrinal or teaching points for 1 Chronicles chapter 6. Doctrinal point number one: the Levites were the tribe of the temple priests. The Levites were the tribe of the temple priests. In the verses that we just read, we have the line of the high priests in Israel from Aaron to the time of the Babylonian captivity. This would cover a period of about 900 years. Remember, all priests were Levites, but not all Levites were priests. The priests were only descendants of Aaron, the Levite. This is why Moses is not listed here. Moses was a Levite and the leader of God's people, but the priests descended through Aaron, the brother of Moses. One of the priests at any given time would be the high priest. Aaron was the first high priest. Aaron had four sons: Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord because they offered strange fire at the tabernacle. That is, they departed in some way from the way of worship as ordained by God. You can read about this event in Leviticus chapter 10. It's a powerful lesson in the importance of worshiping the Lord in the way He has given us in Scripture and not in our own way.
I'm reading from Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. Then Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it, put incense on it, and offered profane fire before the Lord, which He had not commanded them. So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. From Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 and 2.
After the death of Aaron, Eleazar became the high priest, and the succeeding generations of priests and high priests all traced their lineage to either Eleazar or Ithamar. The list of high priests here in 1 Chronicles chapter 6 is somewhat abbreviated because some notable high priests, such as Eli at the time of Samuel, and Abiathar at the time of David, and Jehoiada at the time of King Joash, are not listed. Zadok, in verse 8, replaced Abiathar as high priest when King Solomon began his reign, because Abiathar wrongly supported Adonijah's move to take over the throne after David died. Zadok's line continues to be important because in the future millennial kingdom of Christ on this earth, described in Ezekiel chapters 40 through 48, we read of priests in the line of Zadok serving at the Lord's temple.
I'm reading from Ezekiel chapter 40, beginning with verse 45. Then he said to me, "This chamber which faces south is for the priests who have charge of the temple. The chamber which faces north is for the priests who have charge of the altar. These are the sons of Zadok, from the sons of Levi, who come near the Lord to minister to him." From Ezekiel chapter 40, verses 45 and 46. And then from Ezekiel chapter 44, beginning with verse 15. "But the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, who kept charge of my sanctuary, when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall enter my sanctuary, and they shall come near my table to minister to me, and they shall keep my charge." From Ezekiel chapter 44, verses 15 and 16. And then from Ezekiel chapter 48, beginning with verse 9, "The district that you shall set apart for the Lord shall be 25,000 cubits in length and 10,000 in width. To these, to the priests, the holy district shall belong. The sanctuary of the Lord shall be in the center. It shall be for the priests of the sons of Zadok, who are sanctified, who have kept my charge, who did not go astray when the children of Israel went astray, as the Levites went astray." From Ezekiel chapter 48, verses 9 through 12.
We learn from 2 Kings chapter 25 and verse 18 that the high priest Sariah, who is mentioned here in verse 14 of 1 Chronicles chapter 6, was the father of both Jehozadak and also Ezra, according to Ezra chapter 7, verse 1. Furthermore, this Jehozadak, also called Jozadak, was the father of Jeshua, who was the high priest when Israel returned from their Babylonian captivity, according to Ezra chapter 3 and Nehemiah chapter 12. The Levites were the tribe of the temple priests. Doctrinal point number 2, the Levites were the tribe of the temple singers. The Levites were the tribe of the temple singers. Verses 16 through 48. In verse 16, the three sons of Levi are given, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And in verses 17 through 30, the descendants of all three lines are given. Remember back in Exodus chapters 3 and 4, we read of the various tabernacle responsibilities of the Kohathites, Gershonites, and Merarites. Moses and Aaron and the priests were Kohathites through Amram. Notice in verses 27 and 28 that Samuel and his sons were Kohathites. Now, is this a contradiction to 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 1 that says Elkanah, Samuel's father, was from the hill country of Ephraim? No. Remember, the Levites lived amongst the various tribes. Now, in verses 31 through 48, we have the Levites that David appointed as musicians for the tabernacle and later the temple.
Let's read verses 31 and 32. Now these are the men whom David appointed over the service of song in the house of the Lord after the ark came to rest. They were ministering with music before the dwelling place of the tabernacle of meeting until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. And they served in their office according to their order. Now in verses 33 through 38, musicians in the line of Kohath are given. And in verses 39 through 43, the musicians in the line of Gershon are given. And then in verses 40 through 48, the musicians in the line of Merari are given.
Three of these musicians apparently wrote some of the Psalms, according to the titles of the Psalms which bear their names. Heman, the Kohathite of verse 33, was the author of Psalm 88. Asaph, the Gershonite of verse 39, was the author of Psalm 50 and Psalm 73 through 83. And Ethan, the Merarite of verse 44, was the author of Psalm 89. Remember, many of the Psalms were sung in temple worship. The Levites were the tribe of temple singers. Now, what about practical application from 1 Chronicles chapter 6? The B in God's plan B stands for best. The B in God's plan B stands for best. Verses 54 through 81. Here we have the lands designated for the Levites. Let's read verses 54 through 56. 1 Chronicles chapter 6, beginning now at verse 54. Now these are their dwelling places throughout their settlements in the territory, for they were given by lot to the sons of Aaron of the family of the Kohathites. They gave them Hebron in the land of Judah with its surrounding common lands, but the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb the son of Jephunneh. In verses 57 through 60, we have the rest of the cities and pasture lands that were given to the priests, the descendants of Aaron. Then from verse 61 to the end of the chapter, we have the cities and the pasture lands that were given to the rest of the Levites. We know from Joshua chapter 21 that a total of 48 cities scattered throughout the land were given to the Levites, including the six cities of refuge. Now, where do we see God's plan B in all of this? The tribe of Levi, like Simeon, was given no tribal territory in the land because of Levi's participation in the massacre at Shechem in Genesis chapter 34. But the Levites redeemed themselves when they stood with Moses in the wilderness in opposition to the idolatry of the golden calf incident in Exodus chapter 32. And now God's plan B, as it were, was to make Levi the priestly tribe to maintain the priesthood and the tabernacle and temple and to minister to the people. And by being scattered in cities throughout the nation, the Levites could teach the people God's word and the right way of worship. God always picks up the pieces, then and today, if we let him. And his plan B is always better than we could have ever imagined. The B in God's plan B stands for best.